American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox reports President Donald Trump said he may declare a national emergency to maintain control of Washington, D.C.'s police force if Congress does not work with him to extend the current federalization plan. Trump made the statement during a press conference at the Kennedy Center in Washington, arguing he can maintain control over the Metropolitan Police Department indefinitely if he declares a national emergency. Authorities have released new details about the suspect charged with shooting and killing a police officer outside of CDC headquarters in Atlanta. Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
Investigators say that 30-year-old Patrick Joseph White had no prior criminal history, but he had expressed thoughts of suicide. So there had been some previous police involvement with the family. In fact, on the day of the shooting, his father contacted police asking to speak with an officer who had responded to a previous call regarding his son. Investigators say Mr. White broke into his father's gun safe and used the weapons to fire more than 500 shots, striking CDC buildings nearly 200 times.
Authorities say the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A Tennessee man avoided a trial and possible death sentence by pleading guilty today to fatally shooting three people in a series of shootings that were live-streamed on social media in 2022. The 22-year-old pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and two dozen other charges in a Memphis courtroom. The Texas Senate has approved legislation to end the state's standardized test. If passed, the measure would replace the current test with three separate ones, given at the beginning, middle, and end of the school year. Critics of the current STAR test say it's not a very good measurement of student achievement, and some believe that teachers end up focusing too much on getting students ready for the test. Florida has a new lieutenant governor. More from AFN's Chris Woodward.
Governor Ron DeSantis chose State Senator Jay Collins for lieutenant governor. Jeanette Nunez was lieutenant governor, but resigned earlier this year to become interim president of Florida International University. Pointing to his various achievements in his personal, military, and political life, Governor DeSantis called Collins the right man for the job.
Senator Jay Collins is the Chuck Norris of Florida politics.
Collins said that he will work for all people in Florida. He also said he will settle for nothing less than excellence.
We will not falter. We will not fail. We will not stop until we keep fighting and achieve excellence in all that we do, because that is the Florida standard.
Legal expert and radio host Jenna Ellis lives in Florida. She told AFN this is a fantastic choice by the governor.
Jay Collins is very highly respected in the state of Florida. He has followed Governor DeSantis's priorities for keeping this state free. And I think that with the lieutenant governor choice, that sets him up in a very good position to hopefully announce a gubernatorial run soon and to follow Governor DeSantis in that office.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The Dallas Cowboys owner kept a major health scare under wraps for over a decade. Fox's Tony Genualdo reports.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones tells the Dallas Morning News that he was secretly battling stage 4 skin cancer for over 10 years, but is now cancer-free thanks to an experimental drug that he says saved his life. The 82-year-old revealing that he was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma in 2010 and underwent treatment in Houston. But now he says he has no more tumors, giving credit to a treatment of PD-1 therapy, a type of immunotherapy that helps the body's immune system fight cancer cells by blocking a protein called programmed cell death protein 1. The news follows the release of a new Netflix docuseries titled America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, which details Jones' tenure as owner of the Cowboys. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
The American Cancer Society says patients with stage 4 melanoma have a 5-year survival rate of 35%. But new studies suggest new treatments have increased the 5-year survival rate to 50%. The National Hurricane Center is watching an area over the Yucatan Peninsula. The system could develop some once over the southwestern Gulf. Find more news at AFN.net.